In this bulletin, refugee advocates and communities mark World Refugee Day early, calling for visa solutions to those living in limbo. Catholic processions for Corpus Christi take to the streets for the first time in 2 years. And in sport, Naomi Osaka withdraws from Wimbledon due to injury. For the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. Many communities are marking World Refugee Day this weekend, even though it formally begins tomorrow. The Community Refugee Welcome Centre in Callan Park in Lilyfield is hosting a family-friendly event called Spirit of Welcome. Refugee advocates are calling on the federal government to address the visa status of thousands of refugees on temporary visas living in limbo. Australia is home to more than 500,000 refugees and has welcomed more than 900,000 over the past 75 years. Iranian refugee and psychologist Reza Rostami is calling on the government to urgently enact its pledge to grant permanent visas to those stuck in the temporary protection program.
Living in limbo is very bad because you don't know planning for future in terms of job, in terms of education. We don't have right to access the all Australian community issues. For parents, experience all the time anxiety for children, experience anxiety for job security.
The government says it is committed to implementing its election policies, but has yet to announce when the refugee visa scheme will be changed. Thousands of Catholic parishioners are returning to the streets of Sydney this weekend, proclaiming their faith with a procession through the city to celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi. Like Easter and Christmas, the Feast of Corpus Christi is one of the most important celebrations of faith in the Catholic calendar. However, a full procession through the streets of Sydney has not been held since 2019 due to the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions. The Catholic Archbishop of Sydney will lead the procession through the CBD on Sunday, with Catholics joining from across the state. A market expert says the first step to easing Australia's energy crisis is getting more coal-fired power plants back online. 4 coal-fired generators split across Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria brought 1,900 megawatts of capacity back online since Wednesday. The Australian energy market operators confirmed that there will be enough electricity available to meet demand over the weekend. Energy market analyst and director of climate energy finance, Tim Buckley, says coal-fired power is still a key part of the energy mix.
Probably the first step, getting some of the coal-fired power plants back online, is a critical first step. It was great to hear that amount of capacity coming back online. That will really give us a little bit of time to breathe, to calm down, and to then think about what's the short-term solutions and then what's the permanent fix.
Overseas, where Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited the port city of Odessa and the southern city of Mykolaiv. A video released by the president's office shows Mr. Zelensky visiting damaged buildings where construction works are being carried out. He also met with soldiers on the southern front line. It's a rare visit outside of Kyiv for Mr. Zelensky, who has largely remained in Ukraine's capital since the Russian military began its invasion of Ukraine on February the 24th. Officials in Kyiv are looking to resume peace talks with Russia by the end of August. It comes as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson pledged special military training for up to 10,000 Ukrainian troops and more equipment.
The worry that we have is that a bit of Ukraine fatigue is starting to set in. The Russians are grinding forward inch by inch, and it's vital for us to show what we know to be true, which is that Ukraine can win and will win.
Demonstrators have gathered in London to protest Julian Assange's extradition to the United States. Dozens of supporters gathered with signs to protest the British Home Secretary's decision to approve the extradition of Assange, who was facing espionage charges. to sport, where Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka has withdrawn from Wimbledon because of an Achilles injury. The 24-year-old, who has won the Australian Open twice and the US Open twice, was on an initial entry list last week but has not played since the French Open. She had previously said she was considering not going to the London Grass Court Grand Slam after it was stripped of ranking points due to its ban on Russian and Belarusian players following the invasion of Ukraine. Former Wimbledon runner-up Eugenie Bouchard of Canada also withdrew from Wimbledon due to injury. That is the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.